Why companies go global?
Access to factors of production not available at home. Right amount, right price. Competitive advantage as a driving motivation. Here's a question. Why does the US dominate software and tech, while Bangladesh leads in textile manufacturing, and Saudi Arabia controls oil production? It's not luck. Each of those countries has a competitive advantage in that industry, meaning they can produce it more efficiently or at a lower cost than most other countries. But here's the catch. That edge doesn't last forever. 20 years ago, China's biggest competitive advantage was dirt cheap labor. As Chinese wages have risen, companies have started moving manufacturing to Vietnam, Bangladesh, and India instead. The advantage shifted. Understanding competitive advantage also means understanding opportunity cost. The idea that choosing to produce one thing means giving up the chance to produce something else. Countries, just like people, have to make choices about where to focus their resources. The smartest ones double down on what they do best and trade for the rest. Other reasons for going global? So why do companies bother expanding beyond their home country in the first place? There are four big motivators. The most obvious one is market expansion. A company can only grow so much selling to the same customers. Going international opens the door to entirely new consumer bases, more revenue streams, and a stronger global brand presence. Think about how McDonald's or Nike aren't just American brands anymore. They're household names on every continent. Companies also go global for access to resources. Sometimes what a business needs, whether that's a specific raw material, cutting-edge technology, or highly skilled labor, simply isn't available or affordable at home. Overseas operations solve that problem. Then there's cost efficiency. Production and labor costs vary dramatically from country to country. Setting up manufacturing in a place with lower operating costs can significantly boost a company's profit margins, which is exactly why so many goods are produced overseas rather than domestically. Finally, going global can sharpen a company's competitive advantage. Operating in international markets pushes companies to innovate, scale up, and compete at a higher level than they ever would staying local. The companies that go global often come back stronger, with better products and more efficient operations than the competitors who stayed home.